5 minutes after the hour, and I'm going to hand the Angel News Network Divine Discussions microphone over to Joel Anastasi, and then we'll later go into trance.
Hello, everybody. This is Joel. It's delighted to have all of you folks here. Philip and I have been talking about the fact that we're all being bombarded by all of these stories on CNN and all the other channels we watch having to do with Clinton and the United States election process and Mr. Trump that's scaring some people at least, and Mr. Sanders is scaring some others, and ISIS and terrorism and global warming and all this stuff. So we certainly are hearing a lot of what so-called human experts have to say about it, so we thought we would turn to an angelic expert to get that kind of perspective on these issues. So as Philip and I were talking, lo and behold, Archangel Uriel had some things to say about what he would like us to cover. So Philip channeled a 5-page reading from Uriel, which was a little larger than we could handle in our program here. So what I did was I extracted 10 points that Uriel thought were really important, and I do too. I'm going to very quickly just cover what they are, reading it slowly so that you folks can absorb it. It's really wonderful stuff. And then we'll open it up, and all of you folks can ask your own questions once Philip goes into trance.
I'm going to make a suggestion that in between each one of these, I'm going to be in trance. Give the higher realms an opportunity to elaborate with on it, and give you an opportunity if you need more clarity to speak to them. So I'm going to go into trance. So are we okay on that?
All right, good.
Okay, cool. Okay. Greetings, beloved humans, being human upon planet Earth. It is indeed an auspicious time for you, dear ones, at this time. There is a clearing and a cleansing taking place on your planet like never before within your recorded history as a result of your Mother Earth's decision to ascend into a higher frequency of existence, to return to the body of light and love from which she came, thus in turn everything within and upon her body, including the human species, will do and be the same. When we heard you wish to put into a higher perspective what exactly is taking place within your world, a clearing and effect of the past and the present, dear ones, we came up with some suggestions and some readings which have been recapitulated by the divine souls of the Angel News Network to assist you. We wish you to know that everything is in divine perfect order, no matter how things may appear in your outside world, dear ones, that the ascension process is an individuated process of inside out, not outside in. And we will once again give you some tools and some suggestions through your freedom of choice and freedom of will of how you may create the world you say you want at this time. We wish you to know that things are in divine order. As a result, as has been explained to you recently, of the starseed energies that came in and originated this particular planet along with many other forces, as a result of your 2016 being the year of the starseed energies and them coming in on a monthly basis, things are expediting unlike ever before. The example that we might give you, dear one, that is each one of your Earth years is representing 5 or 10 or even more of your Earth years as things speed up energetically. As many of you are aware, you have already progressed in the last few years further than you did within your past 100 years. It is your destiny, it is your design for this to continue and actually to speed up. Space, the void, is traveling very, very quickly at this time. Thus, your solar system, your planet, your galaxy, and all the others of trillions of galaxies are being and doing the same, dear one. It is a magnificent time that you have chosen to be here. It is our responsibility, if you will, to assist you within this process. And we wish you to know we will never, ever abandon or leave you until you are in full quantum shifting resonance and completion as to what exactly is taking place. So since there are many items and points of teaching to be covered at this time, let us begin with each one of these that has been broken out by the Divine Soul within the Angel News Network. Give us an opportunity to pause and to respond or elaborate or give you an opportunity for any further clarity that you may need. Let us begin at these points at this time, dear one, remembering this is the divine discussion. It is your divine right to interact with us directly. Proceed, dear one.
Thank you, Uriel. Okay, I selected 10 of these. Number one, things may look like they are getting worse. They are not. There are huge energetic changes that are being assimilated by mankind right now. Many of you may be feeling fatigued and chaotic. Remember, there is always a breakdown before a breakthrough.
Dear ones, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, your path forward is not always a straight line. It is okay that you take a few steps forward and a few steps back as you move within this process of ascension. This is the most important thing that we can tell you at this time and ask you to be patient within this process. Read this again, dear one.
Things may look like they are getting worse. They are not. There are huge energetic changes that are being assimilated by mankind right now. Many of you may be feeling fatigued and chaotic. Remember, there is always a breakdown before a breakthrough.
So remember, as has been explained to you, things are speeding along. Your time is speeding up. As a result of this, and you are simulating what is taking place through your emotional, your mental, and your physical bodies, you will be experiencing what is being called ascension symptoms. The two basic categories of these are fear, a lack of love, and fatigue. So we ask you to employ the tools that have been given to you along the way as to how to support these symptoms, how to alleviate these symptoms. Let us continue, dear one. Are there any questions about this?
Yeah, are there any questions about this that you folks online would like or anybody in the class?
If you have a question, just hit *6 at any time, and that'll put you into the query.
Okay, please feel free to ask if you have a question when you hear something.
Remember, dear ones, the mental body wishes to attach itself to the drama and the activation of your nervous system and thinking things are worse. They are not. They are in divine order. They're actually better than they have ever been. It is a result of your communication systems that have been gifted to you and your transportation systems that are allowing you to be aware of what's happening almost instantaneously.
We have a question. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Marlene again. My question is, I've been experiencing extra fatigue that I've never experienced before. Now, if I tell you what I'm doing, you know, I can probably account for it. They can probably account for the fatigue, but this is extra fatigue. How long do I expect to feel this way?
Dear ones, let's talk about how this is happening and why it's happening. It is a result of the overactivity of your mental body, which is putting a strain on your adrenals in this particular case and creating the fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
How long it will take place will be a result of how long you assimilate the consciousness of what is happening within your emotions that are creating your thoughts that create the energetic imbalances within your physicality. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
So become aware of your emotions. Become aware of the thoughts that the emotions are creating and how this is affecting the flow of energy within your body, and you will surely determine what is causing those symptoms.
So a question to follow. The minute or the moment that I stop feeling this, I can assume that the clearing has been finished on me.
It's not a matter of stopping the emotion, dear one. It's a matter of feeling the emotion deeply in order to release it and come to the conclusion of the revelation that you are not that emotion. Do you understand?
Yes, now I do. Thank you.
You are welcome, dear one.
Okay, any other questions? Okay.
Could I just add to that? Many of us are experiencing the extreme fatigue, and one of the things that helps is naturally naps. Once you go through that emotion and you feel that emotion, you're going to be pretty exhausted, and definitely take a nap. It takes you out of this frequency and puts you into another dimension that helps you on greater levels.
But be aware, dear one, within the concept of nap, it is the duration of it that can give you the rest that you need. You do not need a two-hour nap. Your body rhythms are their lowest in your 2:30-3:30 time zone. Allow yourself to have 15, 30 minutes, 45 minutes of rest, we would recommend, and not go into a protracted nap, which might actually create additional fatigue. So allow yourself to have an accelerated, if you will, small time to change frequencies, but do not elongate that, if that is helpful.
Okay, we'll move on to number two. Humanity is divided between those who are creating duality and those creating unity. One is moving forward through love, and the other is vacillating through fear. They are aspects of the same oneness. Life is about integrating them, not judging or taking sides.
So the human pie, if you will, dear ones, is dividing up in between. There are subcategories, but basically you have two groups. Those who are wishing a unified field of existence through love, and those who are vacillating within fear, the absence of love, and creating duality and confrontation. Again, the key word here is the integration of what is taking place, which we will get in through the tools of compassion and acceptance, thus forgiveness, rather than judging and shaming and blaming what's taking place. This is the core issues within your governmental, your political, your religious, and your corporate endeavors at this time, dear one. You are here to integrate all of the diversities of humanity through the ways you have chosen to learn, what you need to learn, when you need to learn it, where you need to learn it, how you need to learn it, dear ones. Key word, integration.
Uriel, this is very challenging for most of us. It certainly is for me. For example, when we hear political leaders wanting to ban entire religions and building walls between nations and forcing people to leave the country, and immigrants and so on, it's very difficult not to judge and take sides with that.
It is, dear one. It is a challenge. But imagine this picture, if you will. If you intersect that of which you describe, you're going to develop resistance, and what you resist persists, which will be against your objective. Remember, dear ones, what you're wishing to do is to create a parallel path or a path above that of which you change. You cannot, and we'll get into this later, you cannot shift and change something with the same energy that created it initially. So if it's what you perceive to be in a negative endeavor, you have to change it with the positive. So see yourselves through your heightened consciousness, creating parallel or above paths to the existing situations. You're not here to convince these people that you are right and they are wrong, dear ones, or who's in control of things that they did not create, the folly of thinking you're in control. You're here, if you so choose, as light workers and way showers, to create a parallel or above path to that of which you wish to change. Do you understand, dear ones?
Yeah, so you're teaching us to be smart and skillful rather than just war and confront.
We're teaching you the laws of manifestation and creation,
right,
dear ones. We're teaching you to be masters of self, self being a reflection of all that there is. Through self-mastery, you master life, and you create the world and life you say you want. Do you get it, dear ones?
Yeah.
Are there any other questions about this?
That is very helpful. Thank you, Uriel. Any other questions?
online or in the classroom, dear ones.
Star 6 if you're online and you have a question.
Be fearless, dear ones. This is a divine discussion. The channel that we're coming through is not a unique, special person. You are all divine, designed, and destined to be connecting to us within this ascension path. Let us join, dear ones.
Okay, number 3. Oh, we have a question? Okay, Daya's got a question.
Well, just on the process of creating a parallel path, I wanted to hear what's your take on how we should act in regards to, for instance, there's changes now happening to the change in the medical model in the country and in the world, and the demand is high from everybody to make it a much better, less damaging, controlling way of traditional only medications and the harsh way that we have in our current medical model. Now, with the two candidates going on, that can take a different path depending on who wins. One way or the other, what would be our best way of making this prevail and just lifting up the need for the change? And
dear ones, fifth-dimensional energies cannot tell you what to do. It usurps your freedom of choice and freedom of will. What we are allowed to do is to give you tools and teachings that allow you to make the decision that serves your highest good and the highest good of others. Having said that, you have an internal gyro system. It is called your resonance, how you feel about something, and your discernment, how you think about something. Apply this. But within your question itself, dear ones, we would like to point out there's a bit of giving your power away. Do not underestimate your self-empowerment. Do not underestimate that you are the creator creating this existence. This is within your DNA. This is within your spiritual chakras. This is who you truly are. It is time, if you so choose, dear humans, to reconnect to this reality, to reconnect to who you truly are and why you are here as a spiritual being temporarily housing yourself within these human bodies. You can create any world you wish to create by eliminating the herd mentality, there's nothing you can do, and that the power of one does not matter. Does that help you, dear one?
Sure, I get the gist of it.
But are you asking someone to tell you what to do, dear one, or what path is right and wrong? And what we are talking about here is an integration of those who would do something or be something different from what you wish or you intend or you think is right. To see that is all an aspect of the same thing, dear ones. Problem equals solution. Male equals female. Right equals wrong. Dark equals light. They are all aspects of the same thing. This is the challenge of the human mind. Know within your hearts, dear one, that you can create whatever it is you wish to create by not giving your power away.
Thank you.
You are welcome, dear one.
Okay, any other questions? All right, we'll move on to number 3. This is the era of evolving into equality, harmony, and balance. There is more harmony on Earth than ever before. The question is, how can you create equality, harmony, and balance with those who would do you harm at any opportunity?
And isn't that the question, dear ones, as you look out in your world and you see people beheading people? We ask you, can you put yourself in the situation of the person being beheaded and the person doing this act? And what caused them to get to this particular point? What karmic cosmic dance did these individuals agree to at this particular point? As will be discussed later, dear ones, we wish for you to think of something that may sound fantastic. Many of the things that you disagree with, or the individuals or activities are taking place, are agreements that you made prior to coming here to have the cosmic dance, the earth dance in this case, with these particular individuals and situations to learn what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it, knowing they are all aspects of the same thing. And you might ask, dear Uriel, why does it seem so gruesome? Why does it seem so difficult? Dear ones, you are learning the way you need to learn in order to create a permanent healing because of the ascension process of this planet. Your 2012 began the hourglass flipping over of the final 2,000 years of this particular planet to ascend into a body of light, for you to move from a dense carbon reality to a crystalline reality, dear ones. So the time is upon you for this to take place. So some of the tools, if you will, that you agreed to, dear ones, we wish to remind you of that, are the way that you have chosen to learn what you need to learn. And some of them are quite dramatic. And some of them are quite challenging to understand. So while we pulling away into a macro-micro perspective of what's happening and why, there lies your solutions, dear one. Not within the mental body that will create the conflict. When your 9/11 happened, humanity wanted to blame someone, right or wrong, find a solution. And as you look back on the actions of that particular event, you've come to know they were not always the correct or right action at that particular time. They did not always represent the truth of exactly what was happening, a truth that you're still in the process of uncovering of how particular events are being controlled. Dear ones, much of what you are experiencing as being human has to do with your origin as a species on this particular planet that most of you are not aware of. You are a hybrid of an advanced civilization that helped create you to serve them. You're within the process of healing the deficiencies and the shutdown aspects of that amalgamation of that species and you. You're healing now through the ascension process all the components of yourself that are filled with a lack of self-love. Again, self being a reflection of all that there is. You can learn more about this by accessing some of the true histories of your world and how you began. But understand, you are in an energetic process of healing the past and rebooting and activating your divinity, which no one and no thing can take away from you. Are there any questions?
Okay, steps 4 and 5 are sort of the answer to that question. So I'm going to read the question again, then we'll go to number 4. How can you create equality, harmony, and balance with those who would do you harm at any opportunity? Uriel gave these two components, love and forgiveness. Through love, number 4, through love, you begin to understand what others feel, need, and believe, and what guides and motivates them. Without love, you fall back into separation, duality, and confrontation. We ask that you send love to all of humanity, for they are all part of the evolution of your species.
So if you could bold that out and put it on your refrigerator, dear ones, and look at it every day, to accept with compassion how you have chosen to learn, often through a lack of love, which is the highest frequency of creation within the universe, which created you, which is the basis of you. This particular planet's purpose and meaning and value and soul plan, if you will, is to learn how to love through the human self. This has been called the love adversity. You're in the process of mastering what love is through the integration of all aspects of the absence and the awareness of love in being human. Read that second statement again, dear one.
Without love, you fall back into separation, duality, and confrontation.
Can you see that, dear ones, that love is the answer? It's not just the lyrics in a country western song, dear ones. That love is the answer. It is the essence of who you are. You are all here as a result of the frequency of love, to be loved, to be lovable. You all need the same thing, even the one beheading the other. It is only through the frequency and integration of love, which you are in the process of mastering, that you can free yourself from the extreme behavior that you're witnessing and experiencing on your planet now, by knowing the need to be loved of all of you. Are there any questions?
Any questions?
We know, dear ones, how challenging this is, but we wish for you to connect with the truth of what we're giving you. We're giving you an avenue out to the world which you are currently creating. We are giving you an avenue out, a way. This does not mean within that process that you're not stating your truth, who you are and why you're here, that you're not stating your needs and setting your boundaries, and this extreme behavior acts out. But it can only last a minimum amount of time. Let us continue.
4 talked about what love does. 5 talks about forgiveness. 5. Forgiving self and others is the next step for humanity learning to create a higher consciousness frequency. This gives you the opportunity to set positive energy into motion for yourself rather than reacting to someone else's emotion. Forgiving sets positive energy into motion rather than reacting to someone else's emotion.
So you're learning and mastering frequency vibrational cosmic science. You are mastering frequency, vibrational, cosmic science. Love being the highest frequency. When you bring love into something or you bring light into something, it cancels out the absence of it since they are aspects of the same thing. Do you understand that, dear ones?
Right.
Light cancels dark. Love cancels fear. Can you see this? The importance of this tool. The absence of it, which has created the duality and separation and often confrontation that you have chosen for millennia to learn through, is not who you truly are. It no longer has a purpose on this particular planet. You can feel this in your hearts, dear one, can't you? The extreme behavior that's taking place in the active actions of those in government or politics or religion or corporations is not resonating for many of you. Are there any questions?
You know, I've made this comment before. As I study and learn most of this stuff, I realize it's, in a way, it's like taking a science class, because you just said it's mastering frequency vibrational cosmic science. And I've often thought of it as being managers of energetic vibrations, but you're teaching us how to manage energy.
And there it is, dear ones. And a good example of it, for those of you who doubt what's being said, you have the realm of the Ascension Mastership. These are individuals or human beings who once walked the earth just as you do. You can learn who they are, for those of you who are not familiar with the Ascended Masters. And through the mastery of energy and vibration, they ascended into their light bodies and freed themselves from the 3D. Frequency and vibrational cosmic science is what created all of your past golden ages, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi. All of the remaining temples that you cannot recreate today, of the stones that you cannot move, were through levitation science, dear ones. And they were built in some cases, millions of your Earth years before you think they were. And these were cosmic communicators to higher realms. These were electromagnetic energy sources to power the advanced civilizations. All of this awaits you. The returning of all of this awaits you whenever your wisdom is elevated enough to receive it. It was taken away from past golden ages through the abuse of that wisdom and power. A good example, as many of you know, would be the islands of Atlantis. They had the capacity through the wisdom and technology they had to destroy the planet, so they had to be destroyed themselves prior to that taking place. But as a result of that, other civilizations such as Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, and Mayan were spinoffs in your vernacular of the Atlantean civilizations. It's all about, dear ones, frequency and vibration and mastering love through being aware and conscious of the absence of it and what that creates. So you're all in the process, to sort of sum this up, if you will, to integrate love rather than separate from it. Let us continue.
6, you cannot solve a problem with the same negative energy that created it. Build a parallel path by stepping out of your negative emotion and start creating a higher frequency of love, which carries more light.
There's the cosmic law repeated once again, which we have stated earlier.
You cannot solve a problem with the same negative energy that created it. Build a parallel path by stepping out of your negative emotion and start creating a higher frequency of love, which carries more light.
That's why war doesn't work, dear ones. It's only a temporary solution. It's only a temporary solution. Again, within that phrase is another mastership of cosmic law. So we ask you in your freedom of choice and freedom of will, what do you choose? One will free you from what you are experiencing now. Another will keep you where you are, remembering how the human pie sliced up. There are those of you who wish to advance, calling yourselves light workers and way showers. There are those of you who wish to hold on to the old through fear, and there are those of you who have no idea what's going on. So we ask you, who are you? But our sense is those who are the residents of our voice at this time, or within that group who wish to effect change, to create a new paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance. Are there any questions, dear ones?
Any questions online?
*6 if you're online and you have a question.
Classroom? Okay, number 7. The Christ consciousness energy have been teaching love thy enemies for eons. We are expanding that into love anyone different from you, for they are a diversified version of you and creation. You are all each other in disguise. It is the lack of love that is keeping humanity where it is.
How does that make you feel, dear ones? You are all each other in disguise, even the one you hate the most. For it is within the concept and the truth of the only relationship you're having is the one with yourself. That thing you hate within that other person is what you are in the process of healing within yourself. You're in the process of balancing the masculine and feminine energies and no longer subjugating the feminine energies by the masculine energies, because without that balance, you cannot evolve as a species. That is a foundation, of balance and giving, and going into balancing other equations of diversity and realizing you're all each other in a mask. You're made up of the same cosmic stuff, the same electrons, the same neurons, the same atoms. You have the same needs. And you created all of this diversity to experience what is through what is not, to get back to knowing your oneness. This has to do with the 12 star systems that seeded the planet that created much of the diversity culturally, linguistically, religion-wise, governmentally. And you're moving slowly, ever so slowly, but faster than you ever have before, into this oneness concept. Even your planet herself is joining into oneness as the continents move closer and closer together, where they were all united together at one time. Can you see yourself and another in disguise? Can you see the mirror? Can you see the importance of the relationship with self, self being a reflection of all there is, including all that diversity, as the avenue, as the vehicle, if you will, of how you've chosen to learn what you need to learn? We ask you, if you so choose, to begin to master this truth and allow those who you choose and elect to govern you to be of this same consciousness. We of the higher realms cannot allow anyone in who has not done a deep examination of self and mastered all of what we speak of here. The basis of all higher frequency leadership and civilizations is within this teaching here tonight, dear ones. So we ask you, what do you choose? And are there any needed clarifications or questions about this at this time, dear ones?
You know, Uriel, this makes perfect sense, and I believe it. And
do you
know it,
dear one? Can you believe it?
I don't know to – that's why I'm going to ask this question. I don't know to what degree I really know it, because when I look in this room, I can see people that I can see versions of me. But I just watched a harrowing film a few days ago, The Pianist, which – what was filmed in 2002, where the Nazis were brutalizing the Jews in Poland. And to watch my mother be shot between the eyes by a Nazi, or my sister hit in the head with the end of a gun, and I'm going to be able to look at this person and see them as a version of myself. I mean, I'm only eliciting this because let's not pretend with the easy stuff. There's really challenging, hard stuff, where it is very difficult in those kinds of situations to, you know, incorporate the teaching here. And
well,
I just
well,
want to
we
realize
are,
that.
But we are giving you avenues to free you from yourself within that. The alternative is to react through what you have seen and experienced. The avenue and the teaching and the tools that we're giving humanity at this time is to free you from that behavior, realizing that is a cosmic dance that humanity has agreed to experience the way they have agreed to experience it. It is this truth that is lacking in your awareness, dear ones, and we understand the challenge about knowing that. When your belief, your believing minds, transitions, transmutes into your knowing hearts, what will happen is that behavior that you describe will instantly dissipate through the tools and the avenues that we are giving you. In fact, it will become impossible for it to take place. Can you understand, dear one?
Yes, and it just shows that a simple sentence like it is the lack of love that is keeping humanity where it is, that's simple to say, but when we realize what love really means, that level of understanding you just defined, it really shows that it is a very deep subject.
And it finds the frequency of love, the highest vibration that there is, allowing it to be integrated into a situation to transmute it. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
And we ask you, dear humans, we of an archangelic realm who have never been human, we acknowledge your choice to be so. In fact, we thank you for the decision that you have made to be human and the contribution that you're making to creation by being human. And we understand the challenges of it. But we are showing you the light at the end of the tunnel, are we not, dear ones?
Yes.
Imagine, if you will, dear ones, those who choose not to have access to the wisdoms beyond the human mind. For the solution of the evolutionary path of your species will come beyond the human mind, as it supported the creation of your past golden ages. In effect, dear one, we need you to evolve as much as you need to evolve, so that we may also, being aspects of oneness, join within that oneness. Does that make sense?
Yes. So do you see mankind growing in our ability to love to the level it requires so that the statement you make in number one, there is always a breakdown before a breakthrough? Are we reaching a level of loving where we can break through?
What we will get into, and we can get into it now if you so choose, is what is being called a quantum shift. What a quantum shift is when there is enough of you in order to affect a shift and change. An example of it might be when your Berlin Wall fell almost instantaneously. But it was a matter of the consciousness of humanity reaching a point where it fell down almost on its own, almost seemingly overnight.
Right.
It is the quantum shift, and the number within that will be predicated and determined by you, by humanity, by the plural you, if you will, of deciding in a unified field form of consciousness that you wish to affect a change. That is why the phrase building communities of equality, harmony, and balance is so vital. That is why coming together in soul groups, as you are with this endeavor, called the Angel News Network Divine Discussions, is so important, if you will, for the process. That raises exponentially the vibration individually and collectively, and it feeds, if you will, the quantum shift. Do you understand, dear one?
So we have to choose and commit to approaching all of these situations with the choice of loving, understanding what the fruits of it are.
And prior to the commitment, dear humans, comes a readiness. Readiness precedes the commitment. So we ask you, are you ready? And if you truly are, dear ones, then you will commit. And it will be the most important commitment of your life to effect a shift and change. That's what your ascended masters did who preceded you. They are simply creating an energetic and spiritual pathway for you to become the ascended masters yourself, which is your destiny. That will begin with the healing of the relationship with self, allowing love of others, allowing world service, and allowing that to move out in solar system service, galactic, universal, and beyond, dear ones.
It's nice to remember that the Ascended Masters were just as confused, as ignorant as we are.
That is why we bring them up, dear ones. That is why they existed. That is why creation allowed their existence. And the other elements that's missing for many of you, dear ones, that you do not realize, most of humanity, or accept or believe, those within the core of your earth are many advanced civilizations who are in an ascended ship reality, who receive dispensations to be such, to free themselves from the chaos and the disruption on the planet, which came as a result of ancient nuclear war and Holocaust. You're reaching a point once again to know or not that you're ready to commit. But what is different about this particular epoch, dear ones, it is the final 2,000-year cycle of your planet to become a star. When you look up into the night sky, you've heard us say this before, dear ones, and you see all those stars. They were once a planet, not unlike your own, that went through an ascension process, not unlike your own, in their own unique ways. And physical formats quite different from your own, but nevertheless, moving from light to density, back to light again. That is creation. Moving millions of miles an hour through what you call space, in an endless capacity. Dear ones, creation began now. Creation began now. Your quantum physics, your mechanic physics is beginning to understand this. Now, the absence of the past and the absence of the future now. Only the past and the future exist within your 3D frequency so that you can experience the 3D the way you have chosen to experience it. Are there any questions, dear ones?
Any questions online or in the classroom?
Before we move on, I just want to thank you, Uriel, for mentioning the mirrors. I often see the mirrors in people that I am with, and it really helps because I look at them and see things that I might still be that I still need to work on or things that I don't need to work on. So it's really very helpful to look at everyone as a mirror.
And within that, dear ones, we wish to remind you, use your truth, needs, and boundaries by knowing who you are and why you are within those relationships, by being able to state your needs and set your boundaries. For much of humanity is being controlled by wounded behavior and defenses around those wounds. So we also ask you to be aware of your truth, of your needs, and of your boundaries in relationship to other people's wounds or defenses or ego defenses, dear ones. And that's a whole other teaching within itself.
Indeed.
Let us proceed.
Okay, number 8. This kind of develops on what you've already said. You are all players on the stage of life on this planet, learning to love. This is why you have decided to come here. Before you decided to return to this planet, you were collaborating with the very beings you are in conflict with now. You all agreed to the Earth dance you engaged in to learn what you needed to learn.
How does that make you feel? That there is something beyond this existence, you know, your astral, your psychic realm, your 4D shows you that, and then you move out into the 5D where we are. And when you move through your life and death cycles and your incarnational cycles and you leave from the 3D to 4D into the 5D, you come up into the 5D, and you connect with these individuals that you're going to have this earth dance with for those of you who choose to come back and have another incarnational cycle on this particular planet. All that has taken place, and this is so difficult for humanity to understand and accept with compassion and forgive, you agreed to. There are no accidents. Everything that is taking place in this particular realm, this particular frequency of the 3D, is a result of agreements that you've all individually and collectively made as a pathway to your growth and your expansion within the divine. If and when you can take ownership and responsibility for that, you will begin to create the consequences of your liking rather than consequences not to your liking, dear ones. This is how powerful you are. This is who you truly are. And we of the archangelic realm of Uriel are here to remind you of this truth, how magnificent you truly are. Are there any questions?
So we are all involved in this giant theatrical production to learn love, companionship, and forgiveness.
Where do you think your Shakespeare got it all from?
Right, that's what I was thinking of.
Or your Bacon, or some of your authors, who so cleverly captured the whole human psyche and will, if you will. By understanding, dear ones, you are all players upon the stage. Through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, it is not something forced upon you, dear ones. It is not something out of your control. It is something you have agreed to. This is the divine aspect of yourself. You have a freedom of choice and freedom of will. You have a divine aspect within your DNA and RNA composition that no one and no thing can take away from you, and plenty have tried in the past. You may be able to enslave or attempt to control for a limited period of time, but look at your history. It's never lasted very long, dear ones. It's simply been a learning tool, and when that was complete, it shifted and you went on to another way to learn. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions online?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I figure that in order for us to achieve maximum love, or almost maximum love, this is why in this world we are so different. We physically look so different. We think so different. And like you said, love and compassion, and we couldn't learn it if we were all equal, unless I'm wrong. You know, I'm talking about the difference between men, women, the different genders, you know, lesbian, gays. We're all here to view past their physicality and just have compassion and love for them. And I think once you can surpass that and love them, then I guess you achieve the maximum love.
Exactly, dear one. And we would sum it up this way. You're choosing to learn what is through what is not. You are choosing to learn what is through what is not. Often a challenging way to learn, but in this particular instance, in the epoch that you're involved in as a human species, it's the way to create a permanent healing. Remember, dear ones, the hourglass is flipped over. The time to master is upon you. Those who choose not to will not remain a part of this planetary system. They will be given the opportunity to continue their ascension process elsewhere, in another solar system, perhaps another galaxy. Do you all understand, dear ones?
Yes.
You are each other behind a mask. You are male and female at the same time. You may be physically female now, but you are etherically male. You are all supermutts of the same inner marriage DNAs of all of the 12 star systems that are seated here that brought the very best of them here. And why is that, you may ask yourself? It is so that you will be the master teachers of this world and beyond, dear ones. The entire universe is waiting for the completion of this process, of this divine experiment. Most planets are affected by one star system only. You are 12 divine systems. There's plenty to be done here at this time, but just to give you a peek behind the curtain, you're all destined to the choices you have made of being human on this particular planet, to be in service solarcistically, galactically, universally, and multiversally, dear ones. Ever growing and expanding, being in service through love. Are there any questions?
Any more questions?
Are you complete, Marlene?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. But in the classroom? Okay, we're going to go into number 9, where we refer to the critical mass serial that you mentioned before. When enough of you wake up to create critical mass, the old paradigm will be instantly replaced with a new one based on creating equality, harmony, and balance.
Can you begin to see the necessity energetically and vibrationally, dear ones, dear humans, of equality, harmony, and balance, and where it exists and where it does not exist? It is predicated in your definition of democratic governments, but as many of you know, it has not been fully revealed. But the papers and the founding papers of something called democracy came from We of the Higher Realms and the Ascended Masterships to the founders of this country and others. Only through equality, creating that vibration and frequency, and balance and that vibration and frequency, and harmony, can you elevate and create the shift of that of which we speak? Look into the world around you, how little of it exists, and how you're constantly in a fight and a struggle to maintain and sustain a semblance of equality, harmony, and balance. The feminine energy does not have it, not even in the advanced Western civilizations. It's improving. You're reaching a quantum shift, but it's not totally there. They're all aspects of the same thing as your tool out of it, dear ones. Once you become conscious of that, you can begin to shift and choose another decision or choice that you have been making in the past. Are there any questions?
You say in number three that there is more harmony on Earth than ever before, and you talk about we're moving towards critical mass, yet there's this great unease in our own country because we have not seen the level of confrontation that seems to be developing between our political parties right now, and there's a lot of concern and fear among the population that we're heading towards some undefined chaos. How can we reconcile?
So let us go to love, which is the teaching here. And what you're seeing in your political arena at this particular time is a clearing and a cleansing of people's needs and their truth and their boundaries. They are expressing their emotions in order to release them. And if you so choose one way to wake up to the reality that you're not that emotion, but it's simply a vehicle of release to lead you to your higher self, to connect you to your divinity, to connect you to your oneness of all that there is. As a result of your communication systems, you're aware, and it seems like this has been the worst it's ever been. Well, it may have been in your recent memory or your recorded history, but dear ones, we will assure you, your planet has been in a much dire situation than it has been before, than it is presently. There have been civilizations where there have been nuclear war that cleared out the entire surface of the planet, dear one, if you want an extreme example of it. And that is one of the reasons there was a dispensation for the advanced inner Earth civilizations, so that they may continue their path of ascension. And actually, they are also waiting, as we are, to join hands with you in this concept of oneness. So you have those below you in the inner Earth, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi. You have we above you in star realms and archangelic realms and ascended mastership, waiting for the above and below, you've heard that expression, so above as below, joining with you, elevating beyond the 3D, beyond the 4D, into the 5D. Can you see it all taking place, dear ones? Have we painted a picture that you can begin to hold on to in a lasting way? That is our intention. Does that help you, dear one?
It does help. But let me just bring this up because we don't want to make anything sound too easy. When I was watching The Pianist, again, just the other night, I was watching them building walls, keeping the Jews in. I was watching the Nazi herding them into railroad cars. I saw violence everywhere, and all I could think of was Donald Trump building walls between countries, herding people out of the country who are Muslim, and threatening violence if he doesn't get his way with the elections and the Republican candidacy. So I don't want to be a Pollyanna pretending that all those things aren't so.
Dear ones, it is humanity that has made it difficult. It is humanity that has made the process to their spirituality and their evolution through ascension challenging. It needn't be this way. It is through the drama of these events and the activation of the nervous system through not feeling good enough to be worthy alive and needing that drama to keep one activated into doism rather than being leading into doing, dear one, that your world is reflecting what you are describing, dear one. So we ask you, as you look at these types of events, what do you choose in the creation of the world that you say you want? Can you forgive yourselves for those events as a vehicle of learning what you need to learn the way you need to learn it? And we will keep repeating this until you have mastered it, dear ones. Does that help you?
Yeah, I've got to learn to love and forgive what I find appalling.
That, dear one, is the only way out of the dilemmas that humanity has created. There is no other way out of it. That is the core value and teaching of this gathering at this time, dear one. That is why we have come through the channel that we're coming through at this time in response to what you wished to share with your soul family, dear one. is to give you the tools. And we ask you once again, dear ones, are you ready to commit and to accept with compassion and forgive all of that and apply what we are teaching you at this time to free yourself from having to learn that way ever again? Are there any questions?
I just want to thank you because you're making it very clear there has to be a real commitment that each one of us has to make.
And you are all on the preambles of readiness to the commitment. There are very few of you ready to totally commit. Your ascended masters did. That's why they were given the dispensation to transmute into their light bodies. That awaits you, dear one. Many of you are aware of one of the exercises within your ascension process, that you are put into a room of everyone in your many lifetimes who has ever violated you, killed you, or you are killed and violated, for you have been everything there is to be, dear one. And at that moment of all being in the same space together, can you accept with compassion and forgive and love one another? Most of you, dear ones, when you were given that opportunity, left the room. We are asking you now, are you ready to stay in that room and choose forgiveness and love? Are you, dear ones? Be patient with yourselves. It's okay if you're not. But can you receive within your hearts what we are giving you at this time, dear beloved humans, who we are so grateful for your existence and the path that you have chosen, and how our hearts wait till our hands and hearts join in oneness again, dear ones. We are waiting. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions online or in the classroom?
I just want to thank you for that last little tidbit that you gave us, because I have been in that room and I have thanked many people for helping me to take my power back.
Good for you, dear one.
Okay, number 10 kind of pulls us all together. By forgiving, watch how fast everything shifts. You will arrive at a level of balanced growth and expansion and evolve into a new paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance. Know you are the creator creating all the time. Now is the time to create a new reality. Are you ready?
The key teaching here, beloveds, is that you are the creator creating. You have been taught otherwise so often by your religions that you have to step outside of yourself. You are every aspect of creation creating itself, dear ones, the good, the bad, the ugly, the right and the wrong, the good and the bad, the male and the female, the problem, the solution. You are a representation of every aspect of density, of love and light and absence of it, coming down into density and creating the human species, even the manipulation of your origin, which began on this particular planet. And now through your divinity, awakening and freeing yourself from all of that. It has been a mighty, magical journey, hasn't it, dear ones? And we have been with you every step of the way, and we will continue to be with you every step of the way. You are not alone. You have never been alone. We ask you, dear ones, when you are feeling lonely and being alone, to reach out to us and know that we are simply a breath, a heartbeat away from you, that we are the best aspects of you expressing itself. It's why we are in service to you, teaching you how to be in service to yourself and one another, through self-mastery and life-mastery, dear ones. Or are there any other elements you wish to share at this time, dear one, before we have our closing?
Well, that statement that you have here is to some religions would be the greatest blasphemy, that you are the creator creating. I mean, there are some religions, as we know, where you can't even use the word, the name of God. And here we're claiming to be God itself. That would be the greatest blasphemy. And it wouldn't be a blasphemy to say that my father, the God, would burn me in hell because I committed a sin. That wouldn't be a blasphemy. But me expressing myself as God is a blasphemy.
Dear ones, your erroneous belief systems and your lack in love have created where you are now. Your erroneous belief systems and your lack of love have created the world that you have now. So we ask you, do you want something else? Do you want it to continue the way it is? We are giving you tools and avenues and vehicles away from it, dear one. Are there any other things you wish to share, dear one?
Carol, I'd like to open it up to the audience, though, because we did invite them to come to ask any world questions or any questions at all, really. So does anybody online or anybody in the classroom have any questions at all?
And, dear ones, we also gave an extended list of things. Can you look at that and see if there are any of those you wish to share?
Okay. I did look at it. I think you covered most of them, but why don't I just take them quickly one at a time? You tell me if you think we've addressed them. Oh, number one, after Uriel looked at my 10 questions, he added these additional things that he wanted us to make sure we covered. One, with the ascension energies, things are moving faster than ever before. Each 1 year now equals many years.
Just be aware of that, dear ones, that things are moving exponentially. And you are integrating and simulating that through your emotional, mental, physical bodies, through fear and fatigue, through some of your ascension symptoms. We just ask you to be aware of that and to support one another within that awareness. It is all part of the process.
Sure going faster for me.
For everyone, dear one.
All right, two, moving forward within humanity is not always a straight path through free will and choice.
We've covered that.
Yes.
Be patient with yourselves as you move forward and take a couple of steps back. It is part of being human. Forgive it, dear ones. Continue.
Three, share some of the ascension symptoms, such as fear and fatigue.
And there are others, dear ones, hydrations and eating live foods and your breathing techniques and your exercise techniques and being in nature, dear ones. Share this information with one another and support each other by simply asking your soul family, what are you feeling and what do you need? Continue.
All life is about integrating rather than judging into separation.
There it is. Integrating rather than judging and separating. It's the creation of the duality and the separation leading to confrontation that has the world within you in. All that is taking place, you are being asked through love and forgiveness to integrate it. We ask you this time, can you and will you?
Five. This isn't the complete sentence, so maybe you can clarify. Always in training to the highest frequency.
Remember, dear ones, through love, which is the highest frequency, if you apply that through forgiveness, you create the highest vibration within the environment. Thus, that means the dense frequency must, by cosmic law, rise to that higher frequency of love. That is why we are asking you to employ love and forgiveness. It will allow everything else within the environment to entrain to that higher vibration. Do you understand, dear ones?
Yes, that's important.
It's critical, dear ones.
Six, separation through erroneous belief systems is creating the extreme behavior.
We just predicated that. Remember that. What you have been taught erroneously can be untaught. We are here to teach you the truth, dear ones, and you will receive it through your own resonance and discernment.
Is that some of what we're seeing? The example I think of is ISIS?
You are learning what is through what is not. But as you look at these individuals, can you put yourself within their place and understand what is causing, what is the cause and effect of their behavior? Have they not been assimilated into life? Have they been subjugated? Have they seen no way out but this extreme behavior through duality and separation? And we leave you with this also, dear ones. There are forces supporting this behavior. So we ask you, hidden forces with which have been attempting to control humanity for millennia will have to do with the beginning of the origin of your species on this planet. We ask you, if you truly wish to stop them, cut off the financial supply. Cut off the oil supply. Cut off their ability to communicate in cyberspace, dear ones. It will stop them in their tracks. And ask yourself, why isn't that taking place and who is preventing it? Continue.
Okay, seven, and the last one is, humanity is a band of consciousness maintained and sustained by the highest frequency of existence, which is love.
Know that, dear ones, that is a summation of our teaching. You are, in being human, a band of consciousness maintained and sustained by the highest frequency of love, and you're learning once again how to love. Is why we call this planet the Loveiversity. Are there any other questions before we close?
Any other questions? Any other questions online?
If there are no other questions, I would like to read the last paragraph of the original teaching that we received. Place your hands upon your knowing hearts, knowing your believing mind is moving back into service to your knowing heart. Now take a deep breath, dear ones. Allow that breath to be a divine union of you and all the light and love that made you and this world possible. You are greater than you ever imagined, and the truth you need to set you free from self is upon you. It is a magnificent, magical time to be on planet Earth. Billions of you chose to be here for this glorious event. And this event and this world would be incomplete without each and every one of you.
So be it, dear ones.
Thank you.
Thank you, Uriel.
I want to remind everyone tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can contribute at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
I'll be back, Philip.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.